welcome to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show, presented by Hugh Hattrick. Drive fast and try not to crash.
Hello and welcome to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show with me, Hugh Hattrick. Now, this is just a very short podcast just regarding our coverage of the F1 Heineken challenges that were on YouTube last night and also on Twitch. And me and my co-host Andrew Marr were doing the coverage or commentary on them. We decided not to put it up onto the main podcast platform on Podbean this morning, simply because, in my opinion, it wasn't really good enough. Not so much with all our efforts, but the races were kind of very, very, very short. There were an awful lot of problems. So I've quickly pre-recorded just a little talk as to why that's been the case. So I hope it answers your questions. If you do want it, then listen on to the end and you'll see the email address to send it to, and we can put that up for you. But there's a little explanation as to why it was such a terrible show last night. And it was quite funny how bad it was. You kind of think, my goodness, F1 is just going down the drain at the moment. With the exception of the Brazilian Grand Prix 2 weeks ago, that's been the best it's been. So this is just a quick sum up as to why we didn't put it up. Enjoy, and I'll see you soon. You might wonder, why haven't I put up the podcast from the live event? Well, to be quite honest, it was really a bit of a joke, and it really wasn't worth covering at all. And that's why, basically, there were supposed to be three-lap races or three-lap challenges between the different drivers, and nothing actually worked. They ended up being just one-lap races, and they kept going back to the commentary in the studio just after one lap. It seemed to be an awful lot of bugs and errors and problems. And it really ruined the whole thing because you couldn't really get into it, because sometimes either not much happened or there were a few bumps and things like that. It's the kind of programme they could have put on perhaps maybe on the build-up to a Grand Prix on the Sky coverage or something like that. But it certainly was not worth in any way putting it on as they did. So I'm not that keen on putting on our commentary because I just think there really wasn't much to commentate on. And the last race, it was okay, but I think it was a real missed opportunity. We've had some very good races, like in Brazil, and also Spain last week was quite good. And when they get it right, it really does do well. And the thing is, they had some good drivers. I think if they had Coulthard and Rosberg and some others alongside some of the other drivers in a much bigger race, I think that would have been a far better way of putting it forward. But when we looked at the comments when we were putting it on Twitch yesterday, I mean, everyone was complaining. They were hardly, I mean, people must have been put off in droves. Now, nearly 80,000 people have actually watched the Sky or the one on YouTube from the F1 coverage. And I think a lot of people have come away very disappointed. And really, I think the F1 season can't come soon enough in early July, because at this rate, I think people are, you know, they're getting all this build up to a great Sunday night event. And unfortunately, it's really not very good. So I wanted to do this quick video and this quick podcast just to let you know, if you want us to put it up, we'll quite happily do it for you. Send me an email, info@hughhattrick.com. Say, we want to see the live podcast that you did on Sunday night and the recorded version. Normally, we do get a number of people listening to them, but I'm happy to put it back up. But at the moment, we thought it went on for an hour and a half. It didn't really do very much. You'll probably find it will send you to sleep rather than get you excited about a great motor race. So other than that, that's just a quick update for today. Thanks to all our new listeners and viewers as well, because we've had almost 100 listens over the Saturday and Sunday. We had a great race with Josh Martin. I was doing the moderating of it for that on his GT ERS Sports race at Nürburgring GP circuit, which was great fun to be a part of. I won't spoil it, so you need to watch it if you haven't already done so. But for now, it is drive fast and try not to crash. Bye-bye.